You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Okay, everybody, third and final hour here, and we're going to saturate this hour with coverage of the situation in Rowan County, Kentucky, where County Clerk Kim Davis has been jailed for disagreeing with the opinion of the United States Supreme Court on the laughable idea of homosexual marriage. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. James Edwards and now Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio this Saturday evening, September the 5th. Winston Smith, the other member of our regular hosting staff, of course, he's afflicted with hearing loss to the point now where you can't hear the broadcast. That wasn't the case when we started the show, and he was much more of a regular, almost as much as Eddie and Keith are now, appearing on most shows back years ago. But he could still write, and he still comes on from time to time with the aid of a courtroom transcriptionist who enables him to co-host the program intermittently. But he wrote a great piece exclusively for our website that will be posted on Tuesday to thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's entitled simply, God Bless Kim Davis. This is what Winston writes. Hey, Kentucky, the federal government has just jailed one of your fellow citizens, not for breaking a law, she broke no law, but for upholding the laws of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. A federal judge has ordered a Kentucky county clerk to jail on Thursday after she repeatedly refused to issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples. U.S. District Judge David Bunning said that Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis would remain in the custody of United States Marshals until she complied with court orders to issue the licenses. That is incredible. She is in jail and will be held there until she, swears allegiance to sodomites? Winston continues, the Supreme Court does not make law. Congress makes law. Supreme Court issues opinions. Show me in the code of the United States where it says that sodomites can, quote unquote, marry. All Kim Davis did was disagree with an opinion, and that's a jailable offense? It's not there, is it? That's because it's not a law. They say it is, but it is most certainly not. However, the laws of the Commonwealth of Kentucky specifically say that marriage is between one man and one woman. So, Kentucky, are you okay with the federal government jailing one of your fellow citizens for upholding your laws? Why isn't the governor of Kentucky and the Commonwealth's attorney demanding her release? Upon the federal government's refusal, are you going to call in the state militia, Winston asks, to retrieve your unjustly jailed fellow citizen? And hey, sheriff, by the way, why aren't you protecting that woman? Remember, she broke no law. And I'd also like to ask, Winston writes in conclusion, why the officials in charge of so-called sanctuary cities are not being arrested for blatantly violating federal law. Has political correctness now carried us to the point where we enforce imaginary laws to jail people with whom the regime disagrees while simultaneously sanctioning the blatant disregard of laws that run afoul of its agenda? Eddie?
Absolutely. Winston kind of was reading out of the same playbook I'm reading, and I would just make a minor adjustment to what Winston said. The governor shouldn't demand it. He should order the release. He should order the release of the lady, just like the sheriff should order the release. As if we've said on this show a million times, the sheriff is the highest elected official in the county, and they have a duty. Listen, the governor, and certainly the governor, he has a constitutional duty. His duty is to enforce the law. And he has a duty to release this this lady, James, from jail just as the judge. I mean, just as the sheriff. You know, and like you and Keith, I think, said earlier, you know, the Supreme Court makes no law. It's not the law of the land. The way it was originally set up, James, as I'm sure you know, They give opinions on the law. They don't make the law. What they, you know, what they say is not is, has no law whatsoever. And matter of fact, even if there was a law convicting this lady, we have what they call jury nullification that came into place back in, I think, 1794 by the first Supreme Court justice of the land then was Supreme Court Justice John Jay. He was the very first Supreme Court justice of the very first Supreme Court here in the United States. And I'm going to kind of read something. I usually don't read stuff, James, as you know. I usually paraphrase it, but I'm going to kind of read this. I took some notes on this today. Okay, this is John Jay. This is a very famous case, and I'm just condensing it, that he ruled on February the 7th of 1794. It's what he said. He says, in this case, the first chief, John Jay, he said that it is presumed that jurors are the best judges of facts. It is also, on the other hand, presumed that courts are the best judges of the law. But still, both objects are within your powers, within your decisions. And when he says your, it's in brackets, the jurors. You have a right to take it upon yourselves to judge both the law as well as the facts in the controversy. So even if she had violated a law and you know, a jury would have a right to overrule a bad law, just as earlier times prior to Chief Justice John Jay. Back in those days, all the way up until about 1920, I've been told, James, that the law schools in the United States studied from Black's commentaries on the laws of England. He was a very famous barrister in England. And he wrote, one of the things he's real famous for, I think we've quoted on this show before, that any law, this is prior, he wrote this even prior to the Constitution. He wrote that any law that's repugnant to the Holy Bible is not law at all. It's dead on arrival. It's to be treated as it never even existed. And later on, that's in all the papers of the all of our founders and every document we ever had, they've said the same thing. Our Constitution of the United States is based on the Holy Bible. James, you mentioned a minute ago people not being jailed out here in San Francisco. I think Keith was talking about in San Francisco we have the sanctuary city. Well, you know, what about these people that are violating, you know, Fast and Furious? I mean, how many people have been arrested during that, openly bringing drugs into the country from Mexico and openly shipping firearms into Mexico? I mean, it's just a sham, James. I mean, and the people need to absolutely demand that the governor and the sheriff go in and release that lady, James. And with that, I'll throw the ball in your court, son.
Well, you know, of course you're right, Eddie. But Winston, you know, talks about something. It's a great contrast. You're exactly right, Eddie. And Winston talks about something that is a great contrast, and that is, you know, we obviously now live in a country that picks and chooses, like items from a cafeteria buffet line, which laws it's going to enforce. You know, there's laws on the books saying that what's going on in these sanctuary cities are illegal, and they're not being enforced. There is no law saying what this woman did is illegal, and yet she's sitting in jail. This is the country in which we live. We got to take a break. We'll be back much more on this topic when the political cesspool continues.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School. in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Okay, so we're talking about the jailing of Kim Davis, and we've got a lot to say about this. In fact, Eddie and I were talking earlier this week about what we were going to cover during the third hour. We were going to cover this, and we were going to cover an issue pertaining to immigration in Europe, and we had intended to split this hour 50-50 with those two topics. But when we got in here tonight, we called an executive decision, we called an audible, and we're going to spend the entire hour talking about this, and then next week we're going to cover the other item that Eddie had written into the agenda, and it's an equally important topic, but we really want to be sure to cover this one in depth, because this is really something that is near and dear to our hearts. You know, so we've really gotten to the point now where they are going to begin jailing Christians for their beliefs.
Absolutely.
Now, this is a easy test case for them, because they can mask it under the guise of, well, she wasn't doing what we wanted her to do in her position as a county clerk. Well, that's how it starts. Folks, believe me, you know it's coming. I know it's coming. Listen, if that's the way it's got to be, I welcome it. It doesn't concern me, but it is coming. But I'll tell you what does concern me a little bit, talking about the Christian aspect of this, is that, you know, this ridiculous decision, this ridiculous opinion, and thank God we elected George Bush for those two terms, because he put in these great Supreme Court justices. That's the reason he was put in there. Anyway, this ridiculous opinion that homosexuals can marry, think of how many Christians there are in these county clerk offices, especially throughout the South. And she's the only one that held firm for this long. You know, that in and of itself is a disgrace. I mean, I honor this lady. God bless her. She's a heroine. But she was the only one. There's something very sad about that. I can guarantee you, if I was in her position, or if anybody on the political cesspool staff was in her position in a county clerk's office, we'd be in the jail cell right next to her.
Dead.
But, you know, she's the only one that lasted, what's it been, 2 months? You know, only one person could make it 2 months. You know, she's the only one with the integrity to stand with God rather than bending a knee to those who would violate his law, which is the law that we derive our laws from. Let me read this, Eddie, and I'll toss it back to you.
Go ahead.
A lot more to cover tonight, but on this topic. But Dr. Michael Hill of the League of the South issued an incredible statement about this that I'd like to put on the record here on the Political Cesspool tonight. Here's what he wrote. Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, who refused on religious grounds to grant marriage licenses to sodomites, has been arrested by federal agents. The feds wasted no time in taking Mrs. Davis into custody. Compare this with the way that federal officials, from the president, his cabinet members, assorted bureaucrats, black and homosexual leaders, and various other officially favored persons, are permitted to ignore and even disobey the law with impunity. Talking about, obviously, the situation in sanctuary cities, but not limited to that. But not a lesser magistrate standing up for God's word. Dr. Hill continues, America is now a lawless regime. I want to read this again for emphasis. Pay close attention to what I'm about to read from Dr. Michael Hill, and then we'll toss it to Eddie. America is now a lawless regime that rewards evil, punishes good, and spits in the face of God Almighty. But God is not mocked. He is allowing America to fill up the cup of wrath to the very brim. And when his justice finally falls on this diabolical regime, and it will fall, may he have mercy on his faithful servants, and may the South prove to be among the faithful and find a name and place among the nations of the earth. Eddie, I mean, that just reading that
scripture,
that's incredible.
That's right out of scripture, James. It says, and I'll have to go back to the Bible just for a second to do a little paraphrasing here, son. You know, it says that in the end times, and who knows when the end times are, but it says they will call evil good and good evil. And, you know, that there will be just nothing but reprobates ruling the land. But, now shifting from the Bible back to the Constitution, you know, Article 10 of the Constitution is strictly, and I wish I had my Constitution here as well.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to say something about that. You know, I wanted to cover this article with you, or this story with you, because you're from Kentucky. You're a Southerner, you're a Christian, you're a native Kentuckian, you've spent most of your life in Memphis, but you were born in Kentucky. And I was going to say, you know, in covering this, there's two things that Eddie never leaves the house without, and that's his gun, which he is, you know, lawfully able to carry and allowed to carry, permitted to carry, and his pocket constitution. And as soon
and
as I
Bible.
Said, and his Bible, and I would add the Confederate flag was a little hard for you to fit the flag into your pocket, but you always have that constitution with you.
Yes, I do.
Tonight when we need it, it's in the studio with you every Saturday night.
Well, I can pretty well come across. You know, First and foremost, I certainly really don't even believe in the government issuing marriage licenses. I don't know what purpose.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or permits to carry a gun.
That's
for
right.
That matter. But
secondly, even if the government can issue a marriage license, the federal government does not have that right. The rights of the federal government are strictly enumerated in the Constitution of the United States. I believe specifically Article 10. It enumerates him. For instance, the only law enforcement duties that the United States government has, according to the Constitution, is number one, they have authority to enforce piracies on the high seas. And we can understand that because, you know, Tennessee's landlocked, Mississippi's not, Alabama's not, but Kentucky's pretty landlocked. They can't go out to sea. So the federal government, yeah, we'll grant them, they can enforce piracies on the high seas. Another law that they are in charge with is for counterfeiting. That's where, you know, the Secret Service came along. Not the Secret Service, but the Treasury Department. You know, they enforce the counterfeiting. But that's it. That's it. And but listen, nowhere in the Constitution does the federal government have the authority to come in and issue any type of marriage license. They have no more business being in the marriage business. They do being in your bedroom watching you have any times you have sex with your wife at night. But that's true. But you know what, James? We talked about this at lunch the other day. I'm wanting to know, and I'm going to borrow a phrase from Keith. He's always talking about the silence is deafening. You know, the silence is deafening. Where are the big churches here?
We talked about this. That's a great point. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, where are the churches here? I call my pastor, and I tell you what, I'm not going to say who it is because I feel sorry for him because our church is just dying. Where people are leaving it, you know, like just like drafts off of a sinking ship. There's controversy over the music. You know, some people say we need a youth church, a younger church. What is a young church? You know, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ should be the whole thing there. But I asked my pastor just yesterday, I said, Pastor, where are the churches here? Why are not people raising hell? We're always, you know, we're forever complaining about all the evils of the world. Abortion is one of the number one things we complain about. Of course, we complain about the evil terrorist. But we have right here, we have a made-in-heaven case where the churches, James, could come out of the closet, come out of their prayer closets, and get out into the world out here.
If they did that, think of how many millions of – now, I know most Christians now are milquetoast, conservative, you know, they're weak-minded Christians. You know, but even them, this should be something that they should feel confident enough in their beliefs to go out and fight for. You know, I know they're not going to fight for their heritage, but maybe they'll fight a little bit for their faith that they claim to have. And I'm not knocking Christians. I am one. And, you know, but, you know, I'm talking about. Folks, you know what's going on in the churches today. And that's not to say that all churches and all Christians are like that, but there's too many of them that are. But this is a case, as you mentioned, Eddie, that's tailor-made for a righteous Christian resistance. And, you know, Bellevue, the biggest Southern Baptist church here in the South, and I'm not seeing anything from them. I mean, they had Dave Ramsey.
Right, and God knows
how many tens of thousands, $100,000 they probably paid Dave Ramsey to come give a talk at their church last week. But I'm not seeing anything going towards this lady, none of their, you know, missionaries, none of their outreach people. You know, they're probably getting ready to go back to the Congo, but they're not going up to Rowan County. And you know, that is pretty much what I've seen so far, par for the course. Now, I'm not saying there's not some churches out there that are supporting this woman, either sending her, you know, support or going up there or writing letters or doing something. I'm just saying, if there are, I sure haven't heard about it.
And hadn't seen them.
We haven't seen them. We're going to continue along with that conversation when the political cesspool rolls on. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us. theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
So surely there are some churches out there that are supporting this woman, but why aren't all true? And I know you got to also take into account that a healthy percentage of churches now aren't real churches at all in terms of actually being Bible-believing churches. They say they're churches. But out of the Bible-believing Christian churches, they 100% of them should be behind this woman right now. And I've read some stuff in the media. Oh, well, she had a divorce. And, oh, she probably sinned before, you know, so therefore, you know, isn't it, that's always the case. When a Christian does something to stand up for their beliefs, the left always points out, well, yeah, well, we found out this about them. They had sinned at one point in the past. And they bring up the fact that this woman had been divorced before, and so therefore she didn't have the moral authority to withhold so-called marriage licenses from homosexual couples. It's just ludicrous. But every church should be behind this woman. She's not getting that support to the extent that she could and or that she should. And I know you talked to your pastor, Eddie, and he told you that Liberty University is putting together a financial package to pay for her legal defense team. And if that's true, that's a good thing. Okay, that's definitely a good thing. But they should all be rushing to the defense of this woman. They should be going on TV. They should be marching in the streets. And this is something, Eddie, they should be marching in the streets like we did for Nathan Bedford Forrest. We
absolutely.
Were down there with 500 absolutely. People. We organized that and promoted that, rather. And you know, you were mentioning this in one of the commercial breaks. Our people, when we're affronted, we just want not – I'm not talking about us, but you know, people you know, in the churches – they just want to be nice and polite and pray about it. Now, you know, listen, praying about it's good, but they want to be nice. Now, these homosexuals, these sodomite radicals, you know, you see the pictures in the news coverage of this woman absolutely under siege. They're all in there. They're crowding her desk. You got all these newspaper reporters
aggressive,
there.
Vicious.
Just absolutely vicious, putting cameras in her faces, you know, taunting her. They're in there. They're harassing her. And where are the people backing her up? So all of these people will get out. They'll get in the streets. They'll be dirty. They'll be nasty. And I'm not talking about we should go out there and engage in their kind of behavior. But we should get out there in a righteous anger and get out there and defend our own.
And I would like to say, I mean, where are the people in Rowan County, Kentucky? Now, there's a few of them up there, James. I saw on the internet today with the news. They said that there was about, I think they said about 200 people in the crowd that came up there. Well, you know, James, I don't know. I think they said.
Okay, 200 people. This is a national news story. This is one of the biggest news stories in the country this week. 200 people showed up. We had 500 on 3 days' notice in Memphis.
I mean, yeah. You know, where on earth, and if this is one thing that makes me sick right here. You know, just about every Christian that I'll talk to, and this, you know, me and James have been trying to do stuff forever and ever, ever. I've evangelized downtown and midtown, right in the hotbed of Sodom and Gomorrah here in Memphis, Tennessee. I haven't had any harm come to me yet, but I try to get people to.
You even went to the gay, as you call it, the Gay Lesbian Transvestite Center and tried to witness to them.
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, I was there for about an hour and 15 minutes. You know, and you can't get people to do that. But here's what I hate to hear, and I feel like if someone tells me this one more time, I will absolutely vomit on their head. They're always worried about being called a homophobe, and they're always, listen, get this, they always want to be peaceful and nonviolent, and they want to obey the law.
And look, well, we yeah. get that, but that's not to say that you sure. have to roll over and take it. But that's what they mean for us to do.
Yeah, they, you know what? You have to fight fire with fire. I mean, sooner or later, people, you have to stand up. Where are the people in Rowan County, Kentucky? Where are the people, like James mentioned, Bellevue Baptist, it's a big, rich church, probably one of the biggest, richest Southern Baptist churches in the United
States.
Well, we know
on one Sunday earlier this month, they mentioned, or earlier this year, rather, they took in $640,000 in tithes. That's one Sunday morning. One Sunday morning.
That's the whole
listen,
year for Mecca Road.
I don't have a problem with that. And we choose to talk about them so much because as Southern Baptists, they are fundamentalists.
There.
They're supposed to be the core of the core. They're supposed to be the you know the one of the last remnants of the old-time religion, and this is the best you're getting out of. And they're here in Memphis, so we do mention. You know, we don't mean to always pick on them because there's a lot of churches worse than them, but – anyway, that's
why our church at one time was a lot more powerful than it is. I truthfully am just heartsick about my churches. We have like maybe 40% of the people we had even 18 months ago. But here, like we said a minute ago, this is a golden opportunity. Christians could stand up. But you know what? I haven't heard a peep out of any Christians that I know here in Memphis, Tennessee. Like you said earlier, James, they're all concerned about the people in Zimbabwe. And God forbid you leave out Kenya. I don't know what it is with Kenya, but our people here and our Baptists here in Memphis, Tennessee, love to go and send missionaries to Kenya. And but this is an absolute. It's not just a golden opportunity. This is our marching orders. And I'm telling you, people right here in Memphis, Tennessee, if you don't think this is Kentucky, this is not just one isolated incident. This garbage, this stuff is going to come here to Memphis. This perversion is on the way to Memphis, Tennessee. It's on the way to Jackson, Mississippi. It's on the way to Little Rock, Arkansas, Birmingham, Alabama. It's coming to a church near you. And you know what? You've got to stop that. We've got to stand up to evil. We've got to do what it takes. We've got to stop worrying about being so peaceful and loving. You know, and James mentioned something a minute ago that made me think. These people were talking about this lady who's been divorced before. Well, yeah, you know what? Yeah, but she has an opportunity to go and confess your sins. When Jesus saved the whore in the streets when they were getting ready to stone her, James, and I know you know this story better than me. When Jesus asked the people that were getting ready to stone her, he said to the people, this would be the sodomites here in America accusing the lady. He said, okay, well, which one of you people out here are without sin? You people that are without sin, cast this first stone. Well, none of them did. So after they were all gone, Jesus said, well, where are your accusers? And they were gone. He said, well, I don't convict you. He said, go. He didn't say go and continue to sin. He said, go and sin no more. That's what he said. You know, we're not supposed to have this sin shoved down our throat. And we're going to have to stand up and do what it takes to stop this, James.
And I want to ask you this, Eddie, and thank you for that commentary, by the way. You're Rowan welcome. County, Kentucky. How many sodomites do you think live in Rowan County? 3, maybe 4? Rowan County is a county. The county seat is Moorhead. The population of Rowan County, Kentucky is 23,000 people. So, you know,
there's more people than that in Cordova,
which is one of the suburbs here in Memphis. So, I mean, you know, so for this to get that kind of publicity, you know, how many of them could have been turned away? Very few. Out of a population of 23,000, you couldn't imagine that many were rushing to get married within the last 2 months. But I'm sure there were some. Most of them were probably out-of-state agitators, which we saw in the Absolutely. So-called civil rights movement. But nevertheless, you know, you probably had, you know, homosexuals from New York coming down. They just had to get married in Rowan County to
Absolutely.
Stick it to this woman. And, you know, and you watch the footage. You see the pictures. They're in there. They're just, you know, like snakes. They're just venom.
Vitriol. Just pure hatred.
23,000 people live in this town. And it's what I'm saying, though. There's so many counties like that throughout the country, in the South, where we would have people like that share her beliefs, and yet she's the only one to hold the line. Now, there are people out there. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Sam Bushman was talking about this on the Great Liberty Roundtable show this week. There are people out there organizing initiatives, going out there. We need you in Kentucky, Coach Dave says, and we've run some of his stuff on our website before. One of Sam's regular listeners asks, why don't the police choose life and refuse to arrest people like Kim Davis?
Excellent question.
Rather than serving the evil homosexual and abortion agenda. You know, why are they choosing, or he asked, aren't they choosing between their soul and their badge?
Absolutely. You know, that's just what I was talking about. They're so afraid of their having their bread and butter taken away from them, James. Just like the churches are so petrified of having their 501c3.
And what would happen? They'd have to pay an extra 10% in tax?
That's what I've been telling my pastor since I've been going there. That's not music to their ears. I said, you know, if we got rid of this 501c3, we could bring voting machines in the church. Well, they do some churches anyway. We could instruct the people on who to vote. We could show the people, the politicians, their records. But I'm going to tell you this, James. It made me think of something. This goes back to the night riders we had in the South during the so-called 60s, the Civil Rights Movement.
Were called the Freedom Riders.
Yeah, the Freedom Riders.
You're getting confused there.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Freedom Riders. Well, hey, I'm sorry. Me and my buds, we have the night riders. But that was back before.
He's joking, everybody. All right, anyway.
But, you know, how many – I'll bet you this. We've made a point. 1.5 to 1.8% sodomites in the country is the population. Yet they, the people, the sodomites coming from out of state, coming into Rowan County, Kentucky, I guarantee you, I bet you they outnumber the number of Christians coming in.
Well, that's right. I mean, because that is what happened. You're right about that, Eddie, all kidding aside. That is what happened in the South, especially in the so-called civil rights era. You had all of the outside agitators coming down, stirring things up. They didn't live here. There's no way. There's more people in that, you know, in her office, you know, berating her than could possibly be homosexual in that county of 20,000 people in rural Kentucky. I guarantee you there's not a significant percentage of them. But it doesn't matter if they – listen, it wouldn't matter, though, if they all were homosexual. If every single person in the county were homosexual, she would still be on the right side of God's law.
Excellent point.
And she is still violating no American law. She is just disagreeing with the Supreme Court opinion.
That's a great point.
We got another point to make on this right after this. Stay tuned.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I was talking to Peter Brimelow earlier today. We were going to have him on tonight to talk about Donald Trump and immigration. We're going to have Peter on in a week or two. So stay tuned for that. Peter Brimelow, the former editor of Forbes magazine.
Wow.
Forbes, that is the Forbes magazine. Peter Brimelow is a good guy. He's been on our show in the past a few times. And he always sends me a Christmas card, and I always send him one. He's a good guy. He runs VDare.com now. Anyway, he's going to be coming up in a week or two. So stay tuned for that, Peter Brimelow. All right, so we're talking the whole hour about the situation in Kentucky, and as we were talking about in the break, so she refused to agree with the unconstitutional opinion of the United States Supreme Court on the laughable notion of homosexual marriage. And we were talking about before, you know, it's not like it would be a great hassle for these bleeding heart sodomites who feel as though they're being discriminated against to go 5 miles down the road and get married in the next county. No, they're going to force the one holdout, the last clerk left standing, they're going to force her to bend a knee to them and to their agenda. That's what they're going to force them to do. They're going to force her to renounce Christ and serve
Satan,
or stay in jail. You know, that's the thing, Eddie. She is in jail, and it's, from what I read, which was a major news piece, an AP piece, she's going to stay there until she agrees to issue these licenses. So, I mean, she's going to be held there? I mean, murder, she's going to be held there?
How long can they keep her there?
That can't be legal. That just absolutely can't be legal. Sheriff Richard Mack, let me read this, and I'll toss it over to you. Sheriff Mack wrote about this. It's a great letter, and God bless Sheriff Richard Mack.
He's a smart guy.
This is what he wrote to the sheriff of Rowan County, Kentucky. He writes, Sheriff Carter, former Sheriff Richard Mack here from Arizona and founder of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association. I'm wondering, and have received numerous calls about this, why are you not standing with Kim Davis, who now sits in jail? I'm not sure, but is she in your jail? Why would a person who has broken no law be in jail? Whether you agree with her or not is not the question here. Would you have arrested Rosa Parks in 1955? Is Kim Davis's case any different? Mrs. Davis is standing for something she believes in against a lawless Supreme Court that has no authority to make laws. All legislative powers herein shall be vested in a Congress. That's from the United States Constitution. The courts and president cannot make laws. None. Therefore, I must ask you, why are you not standing with her and interposing your power to make sure that Kim Davis's rights are not being violated? She's in jail because she refused to give a marriage license to homosexuals. Are we totally out of our minds? Would you have allowed that 5 years ago, 10 maybe? Sheriff, we stand ready to support you in any way as you stand for liberty, your oath of office, and for the people in your country, i.e. Kim Davis, or the people in your county, rather, i.e. Kim Davis. Remember, she has broken no law. So, I mean, this is incredible to me, Eddie, and I appreciate what Sheriff Mack is writing there in regards to, you know, why is the sheriff of this county allowing her to be jailed after she has broken no law? And apparently, according to at least some of the major news articles we've read about this, she will be held there, the story reads, until she agrees to issue the licenses.
They made that law with a fly.
Well, it's not even a law.
It's not even a law.
If you broke a legitimate law, they
decree.
Can't hold you in jail. You get bail.
Yeah, sure. I mean, she's not even offered bail. There's no law in the books anywhere in the land. And furthermore, what this Miss Davis is doing is she's obeying the Constitution of the state of Kentucky. The Constitution of the state of Kentucky does not allow sodomites or lesbians to be married. They don't allow you to marry a goat. They don't allow you to marry a two-year-old like the Zionists do. But she's following the law, and they're arresting that woman for following the law. How in the crap can they keep her in the jail indefinitely like that? Let me tell you what. I was reading this guy who's
and
pretty
smart. Surely they're going to let her out eventually. And I'm not saying I know everything.
But how damn long?
From one of the major sources reporting on this. And
she's following the Constitution of the United States, James. And the Constitution. She's following the Constitution.
Well, you were talking about John Jay earlier as well. Yeah. What did he say about the Supreme Court's ability to enact legislation?
He said they cannot enact legislation. They can make no law. Any laws that the Supreme Court, no court in the United States. As a matter of fact, the only court that is mandatory under the Constitution of the United States is the Supreme Court. They have no legislative power. Get this. It wouldn't make a damn if everybody in the state of Kentucky wanted that woman to issue this license. Here's what you got. It says no court, no legislative body, nor majority of the people can possess the moral, legal, or constitutional authority to redefine what God has already defined, ordained, and instituted. Marriage has always been the union of one man and one woman, going back to time immortal. It's just common sense. It's like Keith said earlier. I mean, we're talking about common law here. We're talking about the man. Common law is man's conscience applied to the Ten Commandments. This lady is a saint. She's a martyr, and she's been persecuted by these satanic sodomites. And I'm going to tell you what, people, if you think this is the end, this is just the beginning. If these sodomites get their way, they're going to be coming after your little boys and your little girls next, and they're going to be forcing these same people, these same legislators, these same Supreme Court justices to give them the okay to marry your little 10-year-old daughter or your little 10-year-old son.
Yeah, it's kind of, Brother Nathaniel talked about this. The persecution of the church is coming, and in some ways, it's here now. Listen, I welcome it. The church needs to be persecuted. The church needs to get tough again.
Amen.
But you know, the persecution of Christians is coming too, and you know, everybody's going to have to decide where they stand on that. And I know that not everybody listening to our program tonight is a Christian. I appreciate that. I appreciate your support, regardless. But what we're talking about here is. Come on, look at this woman. You know, I tell you, Africa has it better than us when it comes to this issue.
You've got that,
you know,
right.
Obama went over there and tried to browbeat the president of Kenya to allow homosexual marriages there, and the president of Kenya threw him out, you know, basically.
Look, he wound up in a pot.
So, you know, this is, it's really something when Africa is now, at least on this issue, morally superior to America.
Even Mexico is ahead of America, the United States.
Well, but, you know, only white Western countries are the ones with this apathy and this guilt to just basically swallow anything that they're fed. You know, but this, though, could be Trump's Achilles heel, as great as Trump is. And we talked about this in the second hour briefly. As great as Trump is on immigration, you know, he's still going to have to battle the federal courts and the Supreme Court to get anything done. And he said in response to this particular story, he kind of played it safe. He said he wouldn't force her to issue the licenses, but her other subordinates in the county office there in Rowan County should issue the licenses because, as Trump put it, the Supreme Court has spoken and the Supreme Court is the supreme law of the land. Obviously, he's dead wrong about that, but we knew we weren't getting a full loaf with Trump anyway. We never said there wasn't an issue we didn't disagree with Trump. He's wrong about that. He still got my support because of the immigration and his take on political correctness. But unless he's going to get tough against the Supreme Court and throw out their unconstitutional opinions and disregard them as Andrew Jackson did.
Amen.
He's not going to get anything done, even if he does win.
Yeah, absolutely right. Once again, I was going there. We went down to the same road. You know, like Andrew Jackson realized, every other president in the country realized that they really know the court. No court system. They don't have any. They have no enforcement powers. The Supreme Court can't come and arrest somebody. You know, the governor of the state. You know, the governors. I mean, they should just annul
it. Yes, that's what we talked about. I think we talked about that when you walked in earlier. You know, why do we even bother to have state governors and legislatures and congressmen and senators and even county officials and sheriffs? You know, all we need is the Supreme Court. We don't need a president. We don't need anything, obviously, but the Supreme Court. No state law. And listen, hey, every state, the laws in that state should be superior to the laws of the government in general, the laws of the federal government. The states are sovereign. The states are the supreme.
They created the federal government.
And so, right. They come together to create the government, but the laws of the state supersede the laws of the government. That's the way I've always interpreted it. And so, of course, the South had the right to do whatever they want. And if you didn't want to live in the segregated South, you can move. If you don't want to live in a county that refuses to issue these fake wedding documents, move. I believe that the state should have the rights to do anything they want to. And if you don't agree, well, you know, within reason, obviously, not murder people, you know, not break any real laws like that. But with regards to these issues that we're talking about, they certainly have the right to do that. And if you don't like it, move. That's why it's a free country. You can move to Massachusetts or California or New York where your sodomite perversions can be indulged. But Rowan County, you should be out of there.
You know something else, James? The governor, and like Sheriff Richard Mack said, the sheriff. Listen, this lady has what they call a habeas corpus. When this lady, she needs to, where the hell are the lawyers there? Habeas corpus says, Keith needs to be here, but I'm 99.
Nobody wants to suffer the wrath of the media. So they're all just cowering down saying, well, at least it wasn't me. I agree with her and I'm with her, but I can't let it be known.
I can't do anything. You know, well, I don't like bombing women and children in Afghanistan, but we got to support our troops. But you know, habeas corpus says when you're in jail, the government, the jailing authority, they have to bring forth the witnesses, the evidence, and show cause while they are holding you in jail. If they cannot show cause while they are holding you in jail, And the Supreme Court can't. No legal authority can show cause.
I'm sure they have their causes. She disagreed with the Supreme Court's opinion, but that's not to say that it's legal.
That's right. It's illegal. And the, you know what? And the governor and the sheriff, the governor should say, no, we're going to nullify this under the Constitution with John Jay, with his nullification.
I'm glad we spent the whole hour on this because we're out of time and we barely got it done. Hey, remember, folks. We need your support. $25, $50, $5, $1, $100. You get a flag from Bill Rowland.
$1,000.
$1,000,000. Hey, yeah, that's right. Let's not limit ourselves. But please donate, thepoliticalcesspool.org. God bless you. We'll see you next week. I'm out of breath. Good night.